This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook pages, which are Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, don't forget radio, friends, Sons of Liberty Radio. As well, you can switch over. Well, just go over to the to the search bar and push in or punch in Bradley Dean. That would be double E, Bradley Dean double E, fan page and personal page. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. 1 John 3:18. Of course, that is all derived from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. Excuse me. I'd like to give a shout out to KRSY 1230 AM in Alamogordo, New Mexico. We'll be live with them on Saturday, starting this Saturday. We do a Saturday show from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, and we just wanted to give a shout-out and just say thank you to the folks out in Alamogordo, New Mexico, and KRSY, 1230 a.m., for your trust. We appreciate it, and we'll be rocking your audience in the coming days here, so we appreciate you. Also wanted to let you know, friends, what's going on in your world? What's the headline news today? I want you to keep in mind God's perspective and our perspective, okay? Because when you look in Scripture, the Lord said those that depart from Him, those that forsake the Lord, He said He would turn that nation into hell. Okay? Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the headlines today. Headline news, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, something fishy up with the Obama administration. Mr. Sheriff Joe Arpaio actually called out Barack Hussein Obama for being, he said, quote unquote, being in bed with Mexico concerning the border crisis. Of course, they're trying to eradicate the lines because they want to they actually want to erase all of the lines between Canada and the United States, as well as the southern border between America and Mexico. And matter of fact, isn't it, wouldn't it be wise for the American people to actually ask the question right now, what's going on in the borders concerning, well, what's going on between America and Canada? Nobody seems to be talking about that. That should probably be the direction that we're looking right now. As a matter of fact, someone do some homework on that. Give us a call. Tell us what's going on up there. I can rest assured, and you can rest assured, something is going on because they are professionals, these criminals, namely this administration and his little minions, plain sleight of hand. What they say, they do the opposite. So, again, look what's going on concerning the border between America and Mexico. I'm suggesting that we look as to what's going on in Canada and America. Let's go take a look over there and see what we find. What else is happening in your country? Elderly vet arrested for asking officials to speak up. Pretty weird. Border Patrol agent points gun at Boy Scout's head. IRS chief, my goodness, folks, called out for his lie. again. Friends, this is just ridiculous. Enough talk coming from Gowdy and enough talk coming from ISA. We need action. Congresswoman sees threat in Constitution. You think? Talking about headline news, what's going across the boards right now in America? Hamas used ceasefire to execute suspected collaborators. Video, grinning cops sued for watching thieves walk away. Huh. Boy, isn't that interesting. Cops watching thieves walk away. Their God changes path of rockets in midair. Terrorists said to marvel at Israel's supernatural protection. Well, friends, the Bible says to touch not mine anointed. And if you want to go ahead and play that direction, you can do that. But you're going to do it at your own risk. And that's exactly what they're finding out. When God said touch not mine anointed, he means touch not mine anointed. Again, talking about headline news right now across the nation. Woman has sex with students 20 times. Teacher issues threat if boy broke off relationship. And folks, don't tell me I didn't tell you this years ago, that this is only going to increase because of what you're seeing with the NEA and the perversion that they are pushing. They are the proselytizer, said John Dunphy, of a new religion. And what is that? That would be humanism, friends. Obama, Americans bamboozled by his lies. Huh. We talked about last week, blacks in Chicago rose up and said that Barack Hussein Obama is the worst president ever. Of course. Well, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a racial issue, friends. But aside of that, friends, backup tapes found in Lerner probe, IRS head. So they found them, but they're continuously trying to conceal them. Remember what I said at the beginning of this segment, friends, that God said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Okay, read Psalm 9 when you get a minute. 9. Surprise, illegal kids fail to appear in court. Okay. So in other words, what we're really pointing out here, friends, is the government is not enforcing the laws that they swore an oath to uphold. Here's another one. Texas abortion rate plunges with new law. Okay. I have a friend in ministry, friends, that actually from Operation Rescue that actually is finding infractions concerning those murderers that murder the baby within the womb. He's actually getting them thrown in prison, friends. So we have real ministries out there, and I praise God for them. There's some good news for you. Deep discounts offered at Obama fundraisers. Folks, he can't find enough support to save himself. Do a little homework and pull the curtain back on what the state-run media is telling you. Because, again, friends, he does not have the support. He does not have the support. What's going on in your country today? I just shared with you from coast to coast, from Texas all the way to Minnesota. Bad news, more bad news, and more bad news. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is raining judgment on America. Why? Because God promised he would do just that to those that forsake him. And, yes, this nation has forsaken God. What I want to do today is, for those that know, I've done 350 high schools in 24 different states, colleges, tea parties, a plethora of other demographics, and groups and parties, a lot of TV, a lot of radio, got more TV coming up, did 4 interviews yesterday and this morning, by the way. I woke up and the phone rang and they said, hey, Bradley, you're supposed to be on another interview. It's like, okay, I did not know that. They called me at 9, I was supposed to be on at 10. The Life and Times of Bradley Dean from SonsOfLibertyRadio.com only. But, folks, what I want to do is I want to talk about a little concerning those that serve we the people. I want to go down to the foundation, and I want to read off some of the things that those that represent we the people, the oaths that they had to take before they could serve in states such as Delaware, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, North Carolina, so on and so forth. I think it's probably going to blow you backwards, friends, so you might want to sit down for this one. But it's pretty interesting. You know, I always say that we are a Christian nation. Well, once again, Bradley Dean, you were right. Not because I said so, but because I'm taking the broom and sweeping off the cover of our founding documents. And lo and behold, guess what? I'm right. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you haven't taken time to read the Mayflower Compact, do it. Smacks of the pulpit. Majorly. It smacks. That is the documentation that preceded the Declaration of Independence, where there's three references to the supreme judge of the world, our creator, and providence. And interestingly enough, when we jump off of the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence, we can understand that we're based on common law. And then when I go to all 50 states, this is absolutely awesome stuff. But again, friends, it's right in front of your face. So all you have to do is open the cover. That's all you have to do in each state. Because we need to understand the preambles of each state. And then let's, from the preambles of each state, let's go to the oaths that men swore to uphold before they could serve in certain states in the United States of America. Okay? So when we look at America's founders, they did not, you need to understand that, they did not intend for there to be a separation of God and state, as shown by the fact that all 50 states acknowledge God in their state constitutions. Yeah, how does that work out, right? Because we know that we receive our rights from God, and if God gave us our rights, well, the only way that we can actually lose our rights is if we forfeit our rights. No other way. It's as if you link that over, or parallel that over, or correlate that with scriptures, that if you want liberty, then you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. That's just how things work. And we understand in the natural that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, right? So, going back, let's go over to Alabama really quick. 1901, their preamble, state preamble. We the people of the state of Alabama, invoking the favor and guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish the following constitution. Did you hear what I said? Alaska, 1956, preamble. We the people of Alaska, grateful to God and to those who founded our nation and pioneered this great land. This is the preambles of the states, friends. Arizona, 1911. We the people of the United States of America and the people of Arizona, grateful to Almighty God for our liberties, do ordain this constitution. Arkansas, 1874, preamble. We the people of the state of Arkansas, grateful to Almighty God for the privilege of choosing our own form of government. A Republican form, might I add. California, 1879. Preamble, we the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for freedom. Oh, brother, you know, I'm just sick and tired of you telling me this, you know? Well, let me tell you something, friends. Facts are stubborn things, and truth demands a response, doesn't it? And if you don't want to respond to the truth, guess what? The lie will prevail. Colorado, 1876. Preamble. We, the people of Colorado, with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe. Connecticut, 1818. Preamble. The people of Connecticut acknowledging with gratitude the good providence of God in permitting them to enjoy. So on and so forth. Delaware, 1897. Preamble. Through divine goodness, all men have by nature the rights of worshiping and serving their Creator according to the dictates of their consciences. Conscience means with knowledge. And how do we have a knowledge of who our Creator is? Through Moses, who established government in this country. That's why we have something called common law, which is based on the Mosaic institution. Come on, I'm still waiting for one of you atheists to call me. I'm still waiting for one of you commies to call me. Man, it's been, what, 2 years now on Genesis Communication, and we've had one brave enough and bold enough actually to fall into the hole that he himself dug publicly? Come on, there's more of you out there. I know there is. Florida, 1845, preamble. We, the people of the state of Florida, grateful to Almighty God for our constitutional liberties. Establish this constitution. Who do they acknowledge first, friends? God, of course, the giver of law. Reference is always made to him because he's the one that gave law. Georgia, 1777, preamble. We, the people of Georgia, relying upon protection and guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish this constitution. Guidance? Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path? Is that what they mean? Of course. Hawaii, 1959, preamble. We, the people of Hawaii, grateful for divine guidance, established this constitution. So they got their guidance from the word of God. Yes. Idaho, 1889, preamble. We, the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom to secure its blessings. We're not a Christian nation. There's lines between church and state, say they. You notice you always hear about what they say. You ever wonder who they is, friends? They always goes right back up to he throws the bone to the dogs that are willing to go ahead and spread their message, right? They. The one or twos. The small minorities. Illinois, 1870, preamble. We the people of the state of Illinois, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political and religious liberty which hath so long permitted us to enjoy, and looking to him for a blessing on our endeavors. Wasn't that the first state to actually bring forth the whole gay agenda? Yes, it was. See, the first thing they have to do is get rid of God. We have to turn our back on God, and we have to try it our own way. And then when we fail, we wonder why we fail. And then on top of that, we even have the audacity to blame God, the God that told us not to do it in the first place. Case in point. Interestingly enough, there was a video out there just over the last couple days. And it was a video of a guy, I believe it was in Australia. And there was a big, huge fence. There was even barbed wires on the end of the fence. And they were warning people not to jump into the water because it was shark infested. So one joker put a camera on the top of his head. You can see him walking around the fence that was there to preserve his life. Hello? He thought it was funny to ignore the fence and ignore the warning signs, so he wanted to have a little fun. And, well, he tried it and he did it his own way. Well, when you see the joker jump in the water, guess what happens? All of a sudden, someone begins to yell, "Shark! Shark! Shark!" And you look under the water through his camera, and guess what's coming right at this joker that didn't want to pay attention to the warning signs? The shark starts to come at him. He starts to scramble. You can hear his mouth gasping for air as he's freaking out because this shark's beginning to come his direction, clearly. All of a sudden, He goes back under the water, looks to the left. The shark turns around, and he comes back at the man that shouldn't have jumped in the water in the first place. And he was duly warned, but he just wanted to have a little fun. He wanted to try it his own way, friends. So he did. So the shark starts to come back at him again. He's swimming. He's gasping. He's freaking out in every sense of the word, trying to get back to the shore. Everybody's yelling at him. Oh, sharks, sharks, watch out for the sharks. These were the same people that were laughing when he was violating the warning signs in the first place when he jumped into the water. That is until they began to see the sharks that they were warned of in the first place. It's online. You can find it. Now, in this particular case, this joker got away with his dare, but you can rest assured that that man will pay attention to the warning signs next time around. He was freaking out. You know what's sad about it is most people, if something would have happened to him, you know what they would have said? Oh, he was such a good man. Oh, he was such a loving father of 18 kids. You know, he didn't think about his 18 kids, did he? He thought of himself because he wanted to have a little fun. It's like those out there that call themselves patriots and do nothing about what's going on in corruption in their government today. Isn't that crazy? Oh, he's such a good godly man. Wait, a godly man? He was avoiding the law. He didn't want anything to do with the law. He didn't want anything to do with those warning signs, Psalm 19. By them thy servant is warned, God's moral law. And that's what people do. They don't look to the fact that this dummy broke the law. They didn't look to the fact that this dummy ignored the warning signs. And going back to Illinois and concerning the whole homosexual agenda, see, they wonder why they eat the fruit of their own ways. What's the end of sin, friends? It's death. And once they taste death, then everybody sits around and feels sorry for them. They promote more promiscuity and perversion, which is an abomination in the sight of God. And then they wonder why they eat the fruit of their own ways. And then they have the audacity, the preachers do at their funerals, to actually say that they're not with God in heaven. When they did everything while they were alive to violate his moral law. Isn't that crazy? It's like this clown that jumped into the water with all the sharks. You know, it's a great analogy to show my kids. Because I always tell them, I spend more time trying to warn you so you don't get hurt than anything else. And by the way, friends, that is the very pith and marrow and heart of real love. We're talking about the preambles in the state constitutions, all 50 of them in our union, not 57, like this criminal in this administration wrongly noted, but we duly noted it. Fact of the matter is, friends, he did it before he was the president. The American people should have stood up. But what they do, they sat down. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about these state preambles. And then I'm going to come back and talk about the oaths that men swear before they could.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Where are all of our accusers, friends? Where's our revisionists? Where's the atheists? Where's the communists? Where are the homosexuals at right now? Well, they're hanging out with all of those that agree with their deceptions, right? Of course they are. Talking about the state preambles and reaffirming the fact that we are not a Christian nation. I love it. Indiana, 1851, preamble, we the people of the state of Indiana, grateful to Almighty God for the free exercise of the right to choose our form of governments. Iowa, 1857, preamble, we the people of the state of Iowa, grateful to the Supreme Being for the blessings hitherto enjoyed in feeling our dependence upon Him for a constitution of these blessings and a continuation. Establish this constitution. Kansas, 1859, preamble, we the people of Kansas, grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious privileges, establish this constitution. I think these people understood that their rights came from the hand of God, not from the generosity of the state. No, it's a foundational issue, friends. You have an evolutionary view of government if you believe that your rights come from, I'm sorry, your privileges come from the state. You are sadly mistaken. You are upside down in your doctrines, friends. Kentucky, 1891, preamble, we the people of the Commonwealth of grateful, it's just what it says, of grateful to Almighty God for civil, political, and religious liberties. Here only reaffirming the fact that, friends, we are not a Christian nation. Of course I'm being facetious. Louisiana, 1921, preamble, we the people of the state of Louisiana, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political, and religious liberties that we enjoy. Oh, our government is attacking us. Look at what they're doing to us, says the professed Christians. Yep, and they're way out of line, aren't they, friends? That is the very definition of tyranny, and it is illegal, friends. As I said yesterday, love him or hate him, Abraham Lincoln was right. We're not called to throw off the chains of the Constitution. We're to throw off those that actually pervert the Constitution. The men who pervert the Constitution. I'm sorry. We're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. That's right. Maine, 1820, preamble, we the people of Maine, acknowledging with grateful hearts the goodness of a sovereign ruler of the universe and affording us an opportunity and imploring his aid and direction. Maryland, 1776, preamble, we the people of the state of Maryland, grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious liberties. I want to say something to Mr. O'Malley out there, all you Marylandites. Communist, criminal is what he is. Massachusetts, 1780, preamble, we the people of Massachusetts, acknowledging with grateful hearts the goodness of the great legislator of the universe, in the course of his providence and opportunity, and devoutly imploring his direction. Talking about the state preambles. Michigan, 1908, preamble, we the people of the state of Michigan, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of freedom established this Constitution. Have any problems with the ACLU in any of these states? Why don't you just go to your state preamble? And the minute you do that, don't be surprised if you see the rats scurry. Minnesota, 1857, preamble, we the people of the state of Minnesota, grateful to God for our civil and religious liberties and desiring to perpetuate its blessings. Mississippi, 1890, preamble, we the people of Mississippi, in convention assembled, grateful to Almighty God and invoking his blessings on our work. State preambles, friends. Missouri, 1845, preamble, we the people of Missouri, with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe and grateful for his goodness, establish this Constitution through delegation. Read Exodus 18:21. Montana, 1889, preamble, we the people of Montana, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of liberty, establish this Constitution. Nebraska, 1875, preamble, we the people grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, establish this Constitution. This is all the conservatives have to read off to set the record straight. This straight stick that I'm reading off right now shows you how crooked their doctrine really is, friends. And it will put them out of business when you get back to doing some serious business concerning corruption in your government. Nebraska, Nevada, 1864, preamble, we the people of the state of Nevada, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, establish this Constitution. New Hampshire, 1792, Part 1, Article 1, Section 5, every individual has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience. You can find that directly out of the Declaration of Independence, friends, in part. New Jersey, 1844, preamble, we the people of the state of New Jersey, grateful to Almighty God for civil and religious liberty which hath so long permitted us to enjoy, and looking to him for a blessing on our endeavors. New Mexico, 1911, preamble, we the people of New Mexico, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of liberty. And you know what's interesting is when you're dealing with these professed patriots and conservatives and Christians, you bring your content to them, friends, and they don't want anything to do with it. Of course, because then tomorrow they're not going to have anything to talk about because you just exposed all of the leaven of Herod and the leaven of the Pharisees. In other words, by knowing and having the knowledge to right the wrongs, they don't want you to have that information. Folks, the conservatives, the patriots, and the Christians are responsible for giving you this information, and this is how easy it is to find out what the answers are. New York, 1846. Listen up, New York. Preamble. We, the people of the state of New York, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom in order to secure its blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down. North Carolina, 1868, preamble, we the people of the state of North Carolina, grateful to Almighty God, the sovereign ruler of nations, for our civil, political, and religious liberties, and acknowledging our dependence upon Him for the continuance of those blessings. North Dakota, 1889, preamble, we the people of North Dakota, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of civil and religious liberty, do ordain. Hey, folks, you want to put out these some of these jokers, you know, these organizations, like the American Civil Liberties Union, just go back to your state preamble. They don't have the right to break the law, friends. Ohio, 1852, preamble, we the people of the state of Ohio, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom to secure its blessings and to promote our common good. Oklahoma, 1907, preamble, invoking the guidance of Almighty God in order to secure and perpetuate the blessings of liberty, establish this Constitution. Oregon, 1857, Bill of Rights, Article 1, Section 2, all men shall be secure in the natural right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their consciences. We're not a Christian nation. We're not a theocracy. We're not a nation that submits to the laws of anybody. We do what we want to do, and then once we get in trouble, then we figure out the errors of our own way, don't we? I did an interview yesterday. Chase just asked me how it went. Wow. Talking about bringing the conversation south, no reference to the Constitution, just complaining about everything that's wrong. No reference to God. Just complaining about everything that's going wrong. I don't want... Hey, listen, I'm a companion of them that fear the Lord and walk in righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth, which is the very fruit of Jesus Christ. I don't want to be around people like that with dirty skirts that don't understand grace and holiness. I don't want to be around them. I don't want to be around stupefied people that have allowed themselves to be stupefied, because there's no excuse for the American people to be where we're at now in this time. In any sense of the word. Pennsylvania, 1776, preamble. We the people of Pennsylvania, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of civil and religious liberty and humbly invoking His guidance. Not the states. Rhode Island, 1842, preamble. We the people of the state of Rhode Island, grateful to Almighty God for the civil and religious liberty which He hath so long permitted us to enjoy, and looking to Him for a blessing. South Carolina, 1778, preamble, we the people of the state of South Carolina, grateful to God for our liberties, do ordain and establish this Constitution. South Dakota, 1889, the preamble, we the people of South Dakota, grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious liberties, establish this Constitution. Tennessee, 1796, Article 11, 3, that all men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience, according to the law that He has established under the umbrella of the Christian religion. Texas, 1845, preamble, we the people of the Republic of Texas, acknowledging with gratitude the grace and benefits of God. Utah, 1896, preamble, grateful to Almighty God for life and liberty, we establish this Constitution. Vermont, 1777, preamble, whereas all government ought to enable the individuals who compose it to enjoy their natural God-given rights, I add, and other blessings which author of existence have bestowed upon man. Virginia, 1776, Bill of Rights. 16, religion, or the duty which we owe our Creator, can be directed only by reason, and that is the mutual duty of all practice, Christian forbearance, love, and charity towards each other. The state constitution, friends. Woo! Oh, don't shout me down. Washington, 1889, preamble, we the people of the state of Washington, grateful to the supreme ruler of the universe for our liberties, do ordain this Constitution. West Virginia, 1872, preamble, since through divine providence we enjoy the blessings of civil, political, and religious liberty, we the people of West Virginia reaffirm our faith in a constant reliance upon who? God. I got two more to go, and I'm going to kick off a couple oaths that men have to swear before they can serve we the people. Sit down for this one, friends. We'll be right back. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com. Final segment just around the corner.
At The Sons of Liberty.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Joe Messina here from The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is one of our real warriors in proclaiming the truth to all Americans. He's not ashamed to reveal the truth about our founding fathers, their relationship to God, and how they saw the growth of this country. If you don't listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, you will be uninformed. Don't be uninformed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Hey, friends, here's one for you. Talking about the state preambles, I'm on my last segment here, so I got to make the most of my time here. John Calvin said this. He said, a dog barks when his master is attacked. He said, I'd be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet would remain silent. You ever wonder why I'm barking? I'm barking because I understand exactly what he's saying. I'm offended at sin. I'm offended at what my Heavenly Father is offended at. Why? Because you'd be born of the Spirit, right? The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Isn't it interesting? You see very few out there that are very angry with the sins of mankind. You know, love covers a multitude of sins, yes, but you got to point out the sin first as you're loving on them. And by the way, it takes love to actually tell men the truth. That is love and righteousness. Moving on. West Virginia, 1872, preamble, since through divine providence we enjoy the blessings of civil, political, and religious liberty, we the people of West Virginia reaffirm our faith and our constant reliance upon God. Wisconsin, 1848, preamble, we the people of Wisconsin grateful to Almighty God for our freedom and domestic tranquility. Wyoming, 1890, preamble, we the people of the state of Wyoming, grateful to God for our civil, political, and religious liberties, established this Constitution. So after reviewing acknowledgments of God from all 50 states' constitutions and the state constitutions, one is faced with the prospect that maybe, just maybe, the ACLU and the out-of-control federal courts are wrong. Wasn't it William Penn who rightly said, those people who will not be governed by God will be ruled by tyrants? How are those tyrants working out for you, America? because they're operating foreign to who we are. Scripture tells us in Proverbs 29:2, changing topics but saying the same thing, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Proverbs 29:2. Hey folks, the key to good government is found in the quality of the people who rule, not in the quality of laws which are passed. So they have to be good men that enforce good law. They have to agree with God, right? Not set war with God. In 1907, when Oklahoma became a state, its state's constitution was 115 pages. This is in 1907. The founders' state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages. Now we're up into the hundreds. Why? Well, I say it quite often, if you're not going to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. If you wanted to serve in Delaware, the constitutional requirements for men in office were, listen carefully, in Delaware, before you could serve, we the people, I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. Did you hear what I said? Pennsylvania's constitution, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Wow! Man, we're seeing these tyrants and these demigods doing just the exact opposite today. I know! They're acting out of their scope of authority, aren't they? Yes! Come on, let's all stay together. Yes, Bradley! You know, I just love this. Because it brings people to no gainsay. It stops their mouth. Now, folks, I want you to do me a favor. That's another show. Pennsylvania's constitution. Before you serve we the people in the state of Pennsylvania, this is the oath you must take. I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. The Massachusetts constitution is along the same lines. North Carolina's constitution, before you serve we the people over there, this was your oath. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state shall be capable of holding any office. In other words, if they're at war with God's word through their lifestyles, not just their lip service, you judge a man by his fruit, they couldn't serve we the people. They had to fall in line with Scripture, friends. I go on, North Carolina's Constitution, the oath they swore before they could serve we the people. He goes on, the state constitution, or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state. They used to teach this in schools in America, friends. Yes! I mean, we are foreign to our own system of government. Matter of fact, Noah Webster, you know the guy responsible for Webster's 1828 dictionary? You know the man that taught millions to read and not one to sin? Violate God's moral law? Did you hear me, preacher? This is what they used to teach. This is what Noah Webster taught students across America. When you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public offices, let it be impressed upon your mind that God commands, not suggests. Oh, I got to tell you a story real quick. I remember I had this one clown who was an adulterer, and I knew he was. He used to tell everybody about how the Lord told him this, that, and the other thing. And it's interesting, whatever the Lord told him, it just didn't line up with Scripture. And it sure didn't line up with his talk or his walk for sure. And one day he said, you know, I was writing a song and the Lord told me. I said, really? Yeah, the Lord asked me. Really? I said, what did he ask you? Oh, he was just asking me to do some things for him. Really? Because I can't find that in Scripture. The only time the Lord asked for anything was to see men's faith. So if he was asking something from you. He wanted to make sure that you loved him enough to actually do what he said. And by the way, friends, Scripture through Christ gives commandments, not suggestions. So much for the false prophets today, right? So much for the false grace preachers today, right? Oh, the Lord, he asked me today. Oh, I said, Lord, what was it? Oh, I stood there and Jesus walks into the room and he starts to talk to me and he starts to ask me some questions up in here. Really, you were standing up when Jesus walked in the room? Because I can't find that in Scripture neither. When Jesus walks in or the holy angelic forces of God move into a room, you hit the dirt. Yet the preachers today, they sit and have conversations with Jesus as if Jesus has something to learn from the preachers of the day. I told him, I'm sorry to tell you, friend, the Lord didn't ask you anything. He commanded you. And you need to start with ABCs before you get all the way to the XYZs. Foolish people are. Foolish. Scripturally retarded people are. I always know it's when it's the word of the Lord when the cross is attached to it, friends. Not without the cross. Because there's a warfare on the word always. As I've said so many times in the past, friends, everybody wants the crown, but nobody wants the cross. Oh, let me tell you, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. Even those that think, I'm all lined up with the things of God, I'll tell you what, if that's what you're saying to yourself, you have some serious problems. It's interesting how many people you call out for their sins, and what they'll do is they'll defend them to the death. But a true Christian, what he does is he attempts to correct himself and find fault before his Father, a just and a holy God, only to find more grace to keep his commandments better because they want to be perfected by his grace, not perfected in their sin, which stands contrary to the cross of Christ. See it all the time, friends. Back to my point. I got 2 minutes. Noah Webster said, when you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public offices, let it be impressed on your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers, those that rule, just men who rule in the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom, the fear of God, hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord. The preservation of our government depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted, laws will be made not for the public good so much as for selfish or local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men, and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. He concluded with this, and I conclude with today's show on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens don't know their state preambles, I add. It must be because the citizens don't know the Word of God, I add. It must be because the citizens don't know their founding documents, I add. Because if you knew them, your fight would be against wickedness, not subjecting yourself to wickedness. It must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws. If they're bad, it means they stand contrary to God who is good. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy
same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.